Chapter 44. As LP, Faith and Dion continued to try to identify songs that were affected by what they were routinely and unscientifically calling the glitch. Faith got distracted for a few moments by a series of news headlines. One in particular made her jump up and exclaim, "Whoa! What is it?" Dion asked. "You've got to check this out," she said, pointing at LP's TV so that they could stream the story in real time. A massive swarm of bees and other winged creatures seems to have attacked a major chemical plant in Germany, according to sources of Holdfast Media Inc. Faith frantically poked around in a few more searches to see if she could find any further background information about what was happening. A few links offered up the following. The European Union, EU, recently caved to legal pressures from the massive chemical conglomerate Bamfield, a subsidiary that is partly owned by Ryfield International and Capiri Foods International. Bamfield has been relentlessly fighting to prevent protesters and other influencers from bringing many of their pesticide concerns to public light. These protesters have been trying to use the courts to advance environmental concerns associated with an array of different chemical treatments, most of which are used for what they label as Tier 1 plants or crops, corn, soy, and wheat, being the main ones, that are grown almost exclusively for the production of processed foods. However, Bamfield has been lobbying hard and spending significant amounts of money in the form of donations and a massive media campaign to be allowed to use the power of the police and the courts to stop peaceful protests. Years ago, Bamfield announced that it would merge with the world's second largest manufacturer of pesticides and other chemical treatments for industrial food. Protesters rallied against the move and were quite successful, that is, until Bamfield paid for numerous events and conferences organized by the EU to explore ideas related to the question of how do we feed 8 billion people. Farmers and beekeepers who protested the upcoming regulatory changes were arrested, some even being labeled as terrorists. Many were thrown in jail and faced enormous legal bills that crippled them financially. Others faced the stigma of being arrested and were forced to explain to their colleagues and friends why they now had criminal records, simply because they were trying to protect their bees, their livestock, and their livelihoods. Recently, Bamfield has pushed its case all the way to the Supreme Court in Germany, and it's looking like the legislators will favour the chemical company. "Okay, I get it," LP said, "but what's with all the excitement?" "It's what's happening right now," Faith said, clicking on another story. "This really can't be happening," Dion said, her eyes wide. "This has to be some kind of hoax." The story continued. Apparently, millions of bees and other creatures invaded the headquarters of Bamfield in Germany. Despite security efforts to shut the building down, insects of all kinds made their way through HVAC systems and other access points in the building. A large number of gas lines were destroyed, and an explosion rocked the entire town, taking down the Bamfield building and many others in a three-block radius. Unfortunately for the company, the offices were packed with executives from around the world who were attending its general annual meeting. Following the explosion, hundreds of Bamfield employees were reported dead or missing. Estimates are that at least 2,000 executives and senior managers died in the blast. Representatives of the company who weren't at the meeting were asked to comment on the situation and how it might influence the outcome of the legal proceedings underway in the German High Court. Those who responded requested anonymity. "We're completely headless now," said one employee. "It's unlikely that this division will be able to recover for a very long time." Asked about the case, another employee said, "What case? All the legal documentation, even digital copies, was stored in the building. Even the servers were destroyed, and there was very little information saved in the cloud, owing to the security protocols." LP, Faith and Dion sat in silence, stunned by the news. "Is this for real?" Dion asked. "Nah, it's gotta be fake news. There's no way this can be happening," Faith said. "Insects don't just blow up buildings." "It's pretty nutty," LP exclaimed. I think we need to get our heads out of this stuff and go out for a bit. The other two quickly concurred. It was time for some air.